Well, hi, and welcome back to the Leadership Loop podcast. Today, we're going to talk about marketing and leadership with one of my really good friends, Austin Damon. Austin, can I just tell everyone a little bit about you right now?
That would make my whole day.
Okay. Austin, like I said, we're your longtime friend. We grew up right next to each other, yep. Neighbors. Our families have known each other all of our lives. Mm-hmm. And so we grew up playing basketball together, doing silly things together. But now I get to be in the same city as you, as yeah. you do incredible work.
Thank you.
You are the owner and founder of Growth Honcho, which is a business that helps million-dollar businesses mm-hmm. With their marketing through what you call fractional chief marketing officer services, right?
Yep.
Something fractional
yeah.
services of marketing.
Oh, yeah.
So you're doing incredible work. And as I was thinking about this podcast and who we could bring on, you were one of the first names, truly, that came to me.
Thank you.
And
I'm honored.
I thought that it would be really cool to talk to you about how to market ideas, how to market a business, how to market yourself, how to market your thoughts. And here's why. Because a lot of people can have great ideas and terrible presentation.
Hmm.
I've done that, where I've had a great idea, didn't present it well, didn't market it well, and it fell flat. And most people don't have marketing teams.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to share with us today, what are some ways that we can market ourselves, market our ideas, market our businesses to help more people? So here's the first question. Marketing sometimes has a negative connotation.
Hmm.
People will talk about, oh, marketers.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Help clear that up for us. Why is marketing good and why should leaders not ignore it?
Oh man, that's such a good question. Did you come up with that one? I believe it. I believe
okay.
you did. I would say that you need to define what marketing is. I would say if you boil it down, marketing is the amplification of a message.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't say marketing is inherently evil, just like money is not inherently evil. So I think it has a bad reputation, or when people hear marketer or marketing, you know, we often think of maybe big brands, big corporations that are playing to the brokenness in people or are manipulating people. And I wouldn't even say that's because of marketing. I would say that's either because of a bad service or product or because of a bad message that they are then amplifying. So if you're amplifying something bad that's hurtful to others or manipulative or playing off people's pains or twisting them, then yeah, marketing is going to leave a bad, you know, taste in people's mouths. So I get it. You know, I get that. I think that's such a awesome opportunity to flip that and redeem that. And I would say if you have a product or a service or you have a message or influence that is in service to others, that, you know, speaks to the life and nature of God and others, that wills the good in them, well, then amplifying that's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
So then marketing can be good. So.
Oh man, I love that. That's so insightful, because what you're saying is marketing's a tool.
Yeah.
And really the message is what is good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got something, like you said, if you've got something amazing,
yeah.
market it.
Yeah.
Because it's good for people.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. So tell us a story about a business that you helped, and that business maybe missed a key point of marketing. Explain that to us and help us understand what that key point of marketing is.
Yeah. I honestly would say almost every story, every business I work with probably misses these two things. One, they make it about themselves. They make themselves the hero in the message. That's not good strategy. I also don't think it's how we were created to optimally work. I think that you want to make your customer or your audience, your avatar, whether you're a business owner or, you know, an employee for a company or a leader or, you know, a modern day cool influencer on the socials. Yeah, I would say don't make yourself the hero.
Yeah.
Make the person you're helping the hero. Elevate them. And you're Yoda. You don't want to be Luke Skywalker. You want to be Yoda. You've already
great
done that.
Star Wars
already,
reference.
Oh yeah. You've already been there, done that. So yeah, I would say that is so critical in any good marketing. And not only is it good strategy, but when you're elevating others, you are, I think you're participating in how, you know, God designed us to work.
Yeah.
So I think you will be more fulfilled. So I would say that specifically when creating a message, and when creating strategy to market that message, make your avatar, you know.
Can you explain avatar for people?
So I don't want to just say ideal customer because not everyone here maybe is in the marketplace and serving a customer. It could be who's following you and digesting your content, or who's listening to your sermons, you know, or who you are leading or discipling or whoever. Elevate them and make them the, you know, the hero of the message. Think through that lens. I would say that's number one. Number two, I know you asked for a story, but this is just literally every business, you know, I encounter. Number two, people go straight to the strategy or the tactics. They want to do the, you know, whatever it is, the TikToks, Facebook, billboards, TV, radio, YouTube, magazines, whatever. If you go straight to that, you're probably just going to have shiny object syndrome and be running around like a chicken with your head cut off, not knowing what's working. So I would say, you know, we have just four pillars when developing a marketing strategy. Yeah. It's, you've heard me talk a lot about messaging. Get your positioning and messaging right. So develop a message that actually helps your avatar, marketing word, and resonates with them. Document what you're currently doing. You can't optimize what you haven't documented. Yeah. So what is your current strategy? And then create actionable metrics. What doesn't get measured really just doesn't get improved. So create metrics just to measure, just simply like 5, 6, 7 metrics, whatever are important to you. Set targets for them. Pick whatever time frame you want, and then track your actuals, and then just look at the gaps, and then that will help you inform your strategy. So then the fourth thing would be now go to your strategy. And then if you pretty much do those four things, you'll have a good marketing strategy. So yeah, that's not a story, but that's pretty much everybody's story, I would say.
Yeah. So I think when you talk about like people make the message that they're the heroes, I think of like, okay, most people have seen some advertisement like this. We're the best in town.
Yeah.
That's an example of that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Or we've been here for 50, 60, 70 years. So if you look at the biggest brands and they're not even always doing good work, but they highlight their customer and what their customer wants, and what they desire and their biggest pains. And I even wrestle with this as a Christian. I'm like, well, I could sell stuff and market stuff all day long and just manipulate people's pains and speak to their desires, making them the hero. But I also want, I don't want to just do that. I only want to do that for things that truly benefit others and make them more like Christ and help them enjoy God more and help them, glorify him more. So I think that is a super tricky part of marketing for sure. And leadership, you know, whether you're in a working for a big company, whether you are in vocational ministry, whether you own your own business, that is tricky. And I think that takes thoughtfulness and surrender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to take this conversation down to the individual level. You know, each individual leader has influence. That's what leadership is, boils down to influence.
Yeah.
And so let's say there's someone who wants to pitch an idea to their boss, an employee, a coworker. Give us some tips for how that leader markets their idea well. As an individual coming with an idea to someone else, how do you market your idea well?
That's another great question. You're a stallion. And I get to say that because you're my friend and I love you.
I'll slip you a 20 later. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. He paid me to say that. I think the answer to this question, well, there's multiple answers. It could look different if you're going, you know, talking about someone working for a company or talking about a business owner, or if we're talking about, you know, leadership, a leader, someone creating content on social media. But if we're just looking at leaders, so you said leader, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I would say there's a lot of things, but I would say especially in our culture right now in society, think value first. So think, how can I provide value to this person? So if you are, an employee of a company,
yeah,
and you want a promotion, I would say, instead of feeling entitled to that promotion or just working hard, think about, how can I provide value to the mission of the company, to my boss, to the CEO? What can I go above and beyond to do? Think creatively and provide value to them. And then think about their mission, like what is their mission, and then support their mission. And that will be a good strategy to get you the promotion. And the funny thing is, when you do that, you'll probably actually just enjoy helping other people more than you thought. And then maybe that becomes the goal, not just the promotion. So, I mean, same thing with like content creation. If you're someone who's on social media and you want to grow a following, I would say, stop focusing on your image or what you look like. Just think about your dad says this all the time. Don't think less about yourself. Just think about yourself less and think about others. Provide them value. And I think it goes back to what we were talking about in making your avatar the hero. Like, make other people the hero. I think that is just a really good strategy in of itself. So yeah, I would just say value first. Think, how can I provide value to further whatever this person's mission is?
Yeah. Okay. So this is a question that just came to me.
Yeah.
Suppose you've got to lead change, and that some people love change, some people hate it. Mm-hmm. Whenever you change something, you're never going to make everyone happy.
Yep.
And so how do you market change well when you know that people are going to be unhappy about what you're changing?
That is tricky. Especially if it's changing diapers. You know, I just had a baby 4 months ago. I don't like changing diapers.
Elsie's 4 months old now. She's so cute. I just saw her today.
Man. Yeah, I appreciate it. Just trying to be a dad like you. I think it's getting people to agree with the mission. And then I think, if people aren't on board with whatever the mission is, then it'll fall apart eventually.
Yeah.
So I think they need the mission to understand why. And then as a leader, when you're changing, when you are creating or cultivating this change, they need to have that mission and understand that why, to be free to figure out how to get there. So I would say clear, simple understanding of the mission and freedom to get there, on their own and not be micromanaged is how I would lead change.
Yeah. So you what you're saying is just keep the mission central when you're changing, and then invite people to figure out the how with you. So you're inviting them into the process of furthering the mission through this change. Is that what you're saying?
Totally.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. That helps me. Thank you.
Well, I think you do a great job of that.
I'm learning how to do that right now. Yeah. All right. So let's get spiritual.
Everything's spiritual.
Everything. Okay. Touche. Why do you do what you do? Why are you a fractional chief marketing officer? One of the big things you talk about, as I've talked with you, is purpose.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it. Let's talk about purpose.
Mm. I have wrestled with purpose so much throughout most of my life, and I think that's such a good thing. I also think I don't know if I want to say plagues, but cripples our society, especially millennials, because we have such an individualized worldview, myself for sure. So I would say one of the things that freed me up the most, that literally just lifted a burden off my shoulders, was my purpose, and I believe everyone's purpose, I would die on this hill, is to enjoy God deeply, to glorify Him, and to be furthered into the image of Christ. And so that is my ultimate purpose. I'm so grateful I've been given that purpose, so I don't have to go figure out some purpose on my own. What a burden, like, 14-year-old kids are being told right now. You have to go figure out your individual purpose. And I know we have callings and giftings.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But through that lens, I think I've been able to be freed from having to figure out my purpose to work well. So with that being said, I mean, if you look at like Genesis, God commanded us to work. Yeah. He gave us ownership. And then he told us to go further his reign and dominion. So I love that. I love work too much. You could ask my wife. So I'm working on that personally.
Good for you.
But I want to support people who want to work well and want to create things just like you guys are doing. Like just before we got started, you know, I told the guys in this room and Michael, I love that, that this podcast is being created for leaders, because I think you are furthering, you know, the reign of God. You're unfolding his creation and elaborating on it. And when you do that, you are participating in how you were created to work. So I want to support people who do that, specifically in the marketplace, business owners, because that's one of the most effective ways to create products and services to help people. And I'm still wrestling through who do we serve as a company. It's hard, but ultimately I want to help people who, like I said earlier, further, just have products, services, messages that pull out the life and nature and goodness and love of God in other people. I would say that's a work in progress as to why I'm doing what I do. I think long-term I would like to, you know, we have a team of four. I would like to, I don't know if it's some of those people. I don't know if I hire other people. I would like to elevate more and train up more CMOs. Yeah. So cool. I am kind of the CEO of CMOs. Yeah. So we have more people fractionally to go out and give businesses.
And help more businesses.
Yeah. Like not just grow, but grow to serve and better creation.
Yeah. So. One of the things that I've heard people say is, you know, really whatever product you're offering, that's not what it's about. Mm-hmm. It's about the people you're serving, which I'm echoing what you've said already, right? Like make your customer, your avatar, the hero. Mm-hmm. And I think whoever you are, if you're out to serve people, you're going to win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if your marketing, if your message, if it's to serve people, then you're going to start winning.
Totally.
And what that's doing is it's redefining success. Mm-hmm. Success is not about me serving myself. Success is serving others.
Yeah.
And if I'm doing that, then I'm winning. Mm. And what that does is it really frees us up from the American dream of I have to get everything for myself. Mm-hmm. And it lets us live this life of open-handed generosity that, you know, I think is a wonderful invitation into a new way of living. Mm. And I love that you're doing that. You're a person who's out to serve people.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Tell us some mistakes to avoid. You already did, but tell us a few mistakes to avoid when you're sharing an idea, when you're trying to market something. What are some like, definitely do not do this, because if you do, you're messing it up.
Well, aside from the hero one and then skipping straight to just like tactics without working on messaging, positioning, and then, you know, documenting your strategy, actionable metrics, I would say, I look at someone like you, you're a leader, and your dad, man, he is a pro at this. Asking questions, I think, is so important. I mean, ask questions before you blab. Mm-hmm. Not that what you're going to say isn't good, but whether it's leadership, whether it's understanding, like to build a marketing strategy, whether it's sales, whatever, ask questions first. So I think that gives you understanding and sets you up to build a better leadership strategy, marketing strategy, serve other people better. I think you can decipher where are they at, where are their pains, what do they want? Okay, do I agree with what they want? Do I want to serve them in that? So I think in a world that just wants to be heard, we just go to social media and start saying stuff first, which is fine. Content is good. I just think we need to take a step back and in your process, whatever it is first, ask questions well. I see you doing that. I've learned that mainly from your dad when he was the pastor here. I was like, how does this dude who knows all the answers, how does he have the self-restraint to just not give them and ask questions? So I would say that is like, just don't, that's a big no-no. going into a conversation or a sales conversation and just being like, let me tell you why we're the best. That's the quickest way to, you know, in the context of sales, that's the quickest way to lose the deal.
And I just have to say, that seems counterintuitive, doesn't it?
It does.
If you've got a message to share, mm-hmm. you're saying the first thing to do is start by asking questions and listening.
Yeah.
Which again seems so backwards, but you're right. We have a world who wants to be heard.
Yep.
And if you can hear them, listen to them, then you're going to be able to better serve them.
Yeah.
Okay, dude, that's so good. You mentioned one book already. Mm-hmm. Could you give us a few books that have been impactful for you as a leader, as a CMO, as you've grown your business? Give us some further resources that you've enjoyed.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many books. I probably have like a third grade reading level, so I'm very slow. So I have like a list of—
So for all you slow readers, these are the books you want.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I mean, if you want more deeper level thinking on why we work, or if you want to connect with your work, or you're wrestling through purpose, I would for sure say Every Good Endeavor. Have you read that one?
No, I have not.
Oh.
I'll have to read it.
Have you read any of Tim Keller's stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, plenty.
What a legend.
He's amazing.
Legend. Every Good Endeavor is so good just on that. More marketing, sales specific, I would say building a story brand. So all that message talk I got, wish I was smart enough, but that's actually from Don Miller. He wrote Building a Story Brand.
Okay.
So that's on how to create awesome messaging through a story framework.
Yes.
$100 million offers. That's what it's called.
Wow.
Basically just how to, like if you're in business, how to create an offer that's perceived as very high value.
Okay.
That is a very, very good one. Leadership principles that are so practical. There's so many leadership books out there.
Yeah.
I really like Extreme Ownership by Jocko.
I haven't heard of this.
Jocko Willink. He was
I've heard of Jocko.
Yeah, Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
Super humble. But man, it is just so good on.
You said he was a Navy SEAL?
Yeah.
Does the book kind of get in your face in a good way?
Yeah. I mean, I think it gives you perspective more. Like, I'm like, wow, my life is so easy and so good. that was so good on leadership. Yeah, those are the ones off the top of my head. I mean, there's so many, but those are really good. Those are really good ones.
Awesome. Okay, last question. If someone loved this, loved you, and they'd love to talk with you more or your business more, can they reach out to you?
Absolutely. Okay. You can go to our website, growthhoncho.co, and then my email is just austin@growthhoncho.co. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, well, I love what you're doing. I love the creativity that you are trying to serve more organizations. Who wouldn't have the resources to be able to market their message well.
Thank you.
But you're coming alongside them and helping them at a fraction of the cost, CMO. But what you're doing is you're helping them serve people.
Yeah.
And that's making our community better. You're doing that in our community. You're doing it beyond. And I'm really grateful for your influence in our community as a businessman, but also as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus. You make our city better. So thank you. Love you. Hey, thank you for being here at this podcast. We hope that you would take this, that you would try this, that you would learn, that you'd get feedback, and then you'd come back and get some more information and try it and take it and learn and get feedback. That's the Leadership Loop. Thank you for being here, and we'll see you next time.